Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, February the 27th, 2024, last Tuesday in the month of February. We are well entrenched in the last week of the month of February. A matter of fact, don't tell anybody, but Friday is March the 1st. And we get an extra day this year. Thursday is leap day. So an extra day in the month of February. Want to do our Shamrock Shake update here because this is going on right now. You can get a free Shamrock Shake exclusively on DoorDash. Orders of $15 or more at McDonald's. February 25th through March the 4th. So you've got through next week. Now, apparently, you've got to use DoorDash and you've got to have an order of $15 or more. But you do get a free Shamrock Shake as we head into the month of green and clover leaves and good luck. You know, I like St. Patrick's Day. I'm not a drinker or a green beer or anything like that, but I like green. Green is my favorite color. There's a little fact. So I'm ready for March. It's much better than February because February is the month of red. I like the month of green better. And also, I believe Easter this year is on the 31st, so not only do we have St. Patrick's Day in the month of March, but we have Easter. So no real holidays in April this year. I guess that's the way it goes. And the first day of spring in March. And I believe also the time change, where we lose an hour, but it stays daylight longer, happens in March. So a lot of stuff going on in March this year. A lot of stuff going on here in March this year. Let's run down the list of things to talk about here this morning. And by the way, phone lines are open if you want to chime in on anything from yesterday or today, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We always enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. You know, I've talked a lot about Jessica Hauser being back here on the station, and she won't be with us this week. Because she's in Jamaica. But an interesting thing happened yesterday, a sad thing, but something that raises interesting conversation. Right before Jessica came back on the air, would have been, 2 weeks ago? Her grandmother had died, I believe, that week, if not the night before she came back on the air. So her grandmother had died, and so that's like, it's not even 14 days ago now. It's probably 10 days ago. And Jessica took off for Jamaica, I believe yesterday or the day before. And I saw her social media page, and her grandfather had died, I believe, on Sunday. Now, think about that. I know we all hear these stories, but her grandmother had... And you know, these were not young people. I mean, Jessica is not... you know, in her teens or 20s, but her grand, and I don't know what they died from or if there was illnesses or anything like that, but boy, within about 10 days of each other, how interesting is that? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you forgot to say the biggest thing that happens in March.
What's that?
March Madness.
Oh, that March Madness. You know, I love filling out those brackets.
Yeah, I like watching games when they're, you know, playing because they go all out. You know?
They do, and they go on all day. I like being able to watch a basketball game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you know, when you fill out the brackets, even if you don't know anything, and even if you're not gambling, even if you're just doing it for fun, it's fun to see how well you're doing.
Right. Because I don't follow it real well during the season, so you know, I'm not an expert on picking the winners, but. You know, it's a lottery. You could might not know anything about any of the teams and get them all correct. You never know.
You know what I have enjoyed doing in the past is I, because I really don't follow it at all, but when that time comes up, I like to print off a few, and not for money or anything. Sometimes it's just for, like, buying lunch or something. But I'll go with another person or maybe another group of people, and we'll all fill them out. And, you know, the loser buys lunch for everybody, or if it's two people, you know, you have to do this or you have to do that. That's even kind of fun, just to see who scores more points.
Right.
You know, I think we did that on the air a few years ago, where one person filled out a bracket, and really the only thing was who's doing better. But it was fun because it goes on for 3 weeks, so you check to see who's ahead every week.
Right. It actually goes on a little bit in April, too.
This March, we've got St. Patrick's Day, which that's normal. We've got the time change, which that's normal now. We've got Easter, which falls in the last day of March on the 31st, which means we also have Good Friday. That will be in March. We have...
Leap Day.
Yeah. We have NCAA. So there's nothing going on in April. April will be a dead month this year.
April
showers bring May flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, and the first day of spring will be in March. March 21st.
Well, the groundhog wasn't totally right, but, you know, we didn't get hardly any snow to speak of, so.
No, but, you know, the first year, which hasn't been that long ago, the first year when we first moved the station over to the house on South Prospect, it snowed that April because we moved in April. And I remember the first week we were there, it snowed. So,
yeah, we could still get some snow in April. I'm not, I'm knocking on wood, but so far, when we get it, it's gone just in a day or two.
Oh, yeah, it goes by pretty fast, which is kind of nice.
So what else is on the agenda today?
You know, well, there were a couple of topics that I thought were interesting. I don't know if you heard it there, but I was talking about Jessica Hauser being back with us. And right before she came back with us 14 days ago, her grandmother had just died. And, it was sad. But, of course, you know, she was an older lady. And Jessica was off to Jamaica. That's why she's not going to be with us on Friday this week. But I was looking at social media last night, and her grandfather died on Sunday, within 10 days of the death of her grandmother. And I thought, we always hear about that. They call it broken heart syndrome or things of that nature. But I got no indication from Jessica that her grandfather was anywhere near that, although it's not like we talked about it a great deal. But what do you make of that? Do you think that's a thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, you can get so used to somebody, you know, being in your life, and when they're not there, you know, you just don't care, you know. You give up.
You know, I was talking to Pastor Craig about this last night, and I think that's part of it. I think it is a broken heart syndrome, but I think more what it is, have you ever been around somebody who's at the end of their life, and a lot of times the doctors will say the family needs to leave the room because the person won't let go? I almost think that when you are with somebody for that amount of time, that it's hard for you to leave because you feel responsible for them. And then when they do go, all of a sudden you relax. And when you relax, if you have any illnesses or anything of that nature, I think you might let go.
Yeah, I think that broken heart syndrome is real. I mean, I can understand that.
You know, I find that very sweet. For somebody who allegedly is jaded in love and all that, I'm sorry that two people had to die so quickly like that. But to me, that is real love. That's the love that we don't have anymore, unfortunately, because these people are not divorced several times. These people are not, you know, social media bound. They didn't meet on the internet. It wasn't about money. These people stayed together and they built a family together and went within 10 days of each other. Now, to me, that's a real love story.
Is her family from, where'd you, Nigeria, or where did you say she went?
She went to Jamaica, but no, her family's from around here.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got a brother and a younger sister, and her mom and dad, they're all from around here. I don't know exactly if they were all born here, but they've been around here for, all the time I've known them, and that's 30 years.
You said she was off to Jamaica. I thought maybe her grandmother was, her grandfather or something was from Jamaica.
No, I think she just went to Jamaica on a trip, and that's why I tend to think that her grandfather was not ill, because, you know, her grandmother died right, I believe, the night before she came back with us, and I the impression I had is that she had been ill, and I think that's one of the reasons she was putting off going to Jamaica, and then once she left us, I think she felt okay to do it, and then the night before she leaves, her grandfather dies.
Did she go ahead and go then?
Yeah, I think she did go. I think the family just said, go. You know, I don't think she's going to be gone any longer than, I think she said a week. And maybe they'll hold off the services or something like that. It's hard to put off a trip like that when you have it planned.
Right, to get all your money back and stuff.
Yeah, so I think they just told her to go ahead and go. But I checked in on her yesterday, and she said she was, you know, she got there safely. She got to Jamaica safely, and of course, she was trying not to think about it, you know, and have a good time, but that's tough.
No McDonald's stories today?
You know, I didn't have a bad McDonald's story today. No, I blew right through there this morning. There was no problem at all. The only problem I have with McDonald's, or had with McDonald's for the longest time, is they were not printing the receipts properly. You couldn't read them, so you couldn't take the survey. But now they're doing pretty well with that. I'm glad they finally changed the tape. But I finally did order my Studebaker radio.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday.
Yeah, got that done. And we've got all the big Mary Ellen events coming up this week, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We've got, what else do we got going on? Oh, did you hear the lady from the podcast call in yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope she's out. You know, that, to me, I also talked.
Pennsylvania.
I believe it was Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. And I thought, you know, we have people listening to this show from Lewiston, Idaho, Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, Florida. I know we have a lot of listeners in Columbus, Ohio. I know, of course, our base listenership is here in Marion, Ohio. And I think, what other station really has that broadcasting out of Marion, Ohio, where people can call in from Pennsylvania, they can call in from Idaho, talk to the people of Marion. People from Marion can converse with them. I don't think that's a thing anywhere else.
It's remarkable.
It really is remarkable what technology has been able to do for all of us, because I just am shocked by it. What did you make of the conversation yesterday about cults? I've had this conversation now with a few people, and I'm not talking about, you know, Taylor Swift cults. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I don't even think the people realize that they're in a cult. I think it's one of those things where just because somebody tells you to do it, you do it, and your personality kind of changes. And somebody made a very astute remark yesterday. They said the people, not intentionally, but they almost start to feel like they're better than you. They act like they're better than you.
Well, I think, you know, it's sad that, you know, like Pastor Craig, he's just a man, you know, and he's working for the Lord.
Good man.
These are cults. They, you know, like Manson and Jim Jones and stuff, they feed the people that they're, you know, God. You know, they got God-like powers and stuff. And people get that in there, and that's where I deem it's a cult. When you get somebody that's getting people worshiping you, like, you know, like God, that, you know, you're a descendant of him or him or whatever, you know, that's a cult. But when you go to church, there's a board for the church, and they, you know, hire the pastor and stuff. But you don't go into church thinking that guy up there that's talking to you is God.
Well, and I think that's exactly
That's how I deem a cult.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of this does get laid on churches and religions, and I think you're exactly right. These smaller churches, and certainly a man like Pastor Craig or even Pastor Whitaker, Pastor Cornelius, who was here for many, many years, I don't think that's not a cult. You know,
They're not portraying themselves, you know, as, you know, as a, like Jim Jones or however, you know, Manson, however they portray themselves, you know. But people really think that they're God, you know, or part of God or descendant of God or something.
Well, you know what I think it is, and I, for me, maybe this is just me. But it is all my, and I think this is why people call Taylor Swift a cult. And again, I'm not saying that she's a cult, but you know, when you fill stadiums with people and they pay money to come see you, and it's obviously a money making operation. Now, people can say it's not a money making operation, but it is to some degree. If you're filling a 20,000 seat stadium, that's producing money. And people are fanatical about it. You know, it's music, it's lights, it's a video show. And I keep thinking, now, this to me seems a little peculiar, because what one-on-one, what questions are you getting answered? What is going on there? And I'm not even saying it has to be that big. I mean, I think if you have a church population with 1,000 people or over, or maybe 500 would be a lot of people to deal with for one preacher. I don't know. It just seems a little off, and it almost seems like those people tend to start to look down. Here's the problem. They start to look down on other people. You know, I learned here that this is wrong, so you're wrong. And that's what it becomes.
Yeah, I hate a person that tries to correct you all the time.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily
in front of other people when they don't mount the hill of beans. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Well, it just seems like, you know, I listen. You can believe, anybody can believe what they want to believe. That's the United States of America, and I think that's great. And you can go wherever you want to go, but when you start passing judgment on other people or start to feel that you're better than other people, that's when I start to have the problem. You can think what they do is wrong. I'm not saying that at all. Everybody judges in that way to some degree. But if they palpably feel like you're trying to look down on them, that gets a little cultish to me. And I'm not saying it's to the extreme of the Jim Jones cult where, you know, you drink the Kool-Aid. It's just, I'm confused by that whole thing. I don't know what spurs it on. I don't know if they need help in their life. It would seem like vulnerable people would be susceptible to that.
Oh, yeah, people that, you know, kind of don't feel accepted by, you know, certain people, and then they come to this cult that's calling themselves a family, and they, you know, they start feeling, you know, they're part of something, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, I have heard people say before, and it's not just one person, because I've heard this many times over the years, they're going to a church or they're going to whatever they're going to. And I'll say, oh, well, why do you go to that particular one? Because, you know, I'm interested, and maybe I would go there. And they'll say, well, I like the music. And I think you like the music.
Well, they probably have more modern music instead of piano and organ and stuff, like, you know.
Right, and I understand that. And if you want to listen to the music, I get that. But that's what you're basing your religious philosophy on, is the music?
You could turn the radio on or put a CD on, you know, if you wanted to listen to music.
Yeah, and I think that's where it gets a little scary, and I really believe that people who are susceptible to that are people who've had tragedies in their life, people who are depressed, people who feel like there's nowhere else to turn. Well, where are you going to turn?
Yeah, and kind of uplifts them, and some cults might not be too bad, you know, but they might be on the up and up and just, you know, care for people and try to help people, but, you know, most of the time, you know, that's not the way it is.
Well, you know, people are allowed to do what they want to do, but if you're going to start judging, if you're going to become that, you start to see departures in people's personality that you would not have seen before. And also, a lot of those people are hypocritical. It's very interesting. I don't find people who go to smaller churches to be all that hypocritical at all. I think they're more on the level with you, even if they don't agree with what you're doing. But people, those mega churches, they seem to be very judgmental, hypocritical. And I'm not saying all, because I can't say it's everybody, but I don't know what that's all about. I don't know why they feel so superior to everybody else.
I go to church. I have one Catholic church. You know, that's why I grew up Catholic, but to me, a mega church like that, I don't know how anybody would want to go to a mega church like that. A small church, you know, you get to know the people, you feel like you're part of it, you volunteer. But I don't see what the mega churches, their draw for that is. I don't know.
A lot of those mega churches you have to watch on television because...
Well, that's true, but, you know, that's not like going to church. You can't get up and go to church and you call yourself, you know, Christian or, you know, whatever, watching it on TV, you know, that's cheating. That's not, you know.
Well, like I say, I don't want to judge what anybody does, but, you know, if it makes you feel better, I guess it's okay, but I hope you understand it's not your job to look down on other people, and you have to pay attention to everything. You can't just pick and choose what you like. You can't say, I like the music, but I'm not going to pay attention to this teaching. I don't think that is, I don't know. I don't think that's on the level. People boggle my mind, to be honest with you. People are funny. People are a sociological experiment.
Well, it's like if the pastor tells you to go jump off the bridge, and you can go jump off the bridge. I mean, you have a problem. You can't fence right wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, I do have something interesting to point out here, though, that Friday, I'll be on Friday, but I will be at one of the schools with Mary Ellen because I'm doing this, announcing her at these particular events.
You'll be at more than one school.
Oh, my. Well, let me run this down real quick while I got you here on the line. Then I'm going to tell you the news. But here's what's going on for the celebration of the 30th anniversary of Mary Ellen Withrow. And this, I'm so great that all this is happening. On Thursday, Mary Ellen will be on the air with me starting Thursday morning, 8:15 to 10 a.m. It'll be live, and we're going to recount her historic day coming up on Friday, 30th anniversary. Then Friday afternoon, she will be at Harding, and she'll be having lunch with the Advanced Placement Government class, and there'll also be a presentation there with a video, and I'll be there, and Carrington and Matt and Sean, and we're going to have a nice event over at Harding on Thursday afternoon. And then Thursday afternoon, we'll also be going to Pleasant. There's going to be a big assembly with all the middle school kids and high school kids, so we'll be up in front of everybody, and Mary Ellen will be speaking to them, and I'll be doing the introductions, Matt and Carrington again, kind of the show on the road. Then on Friday morning, we'll be at River Valley High School with the high school kids and the middle school kids, and apparently the entire auditorium will be filled, and it will be broadcast on television to the rest of the school. So over 1,000 people, I guess, will be watching this on Friday morning. Then Friday afternoon, we go back to where it all started, Elgin, for Mary Ellen. And again, there's going to be a big assembly there with the staff and the students and the middle school and the high school, and we're going to do the same thing again. And then at 3:30 on Friday, Kingston, who is doing a tremendous job with all of this, is going to have an open house from 3:30 until 5. And again, we're going to do everything we've done at the schools, but this time for the public. So you'll get to see the new video on Mary Ellen's career, which runs about 11 minutes. And there's going to be wine and lunch and water and cheese trays and vegetable trays and special desserts. And it's open to the public 3:30 to 4 or 5 p.m. on Friday out at Kingston. I know everybody from the radio station pretty much is going to be there. So that's all going on. And the unique thing about this is Mary Ellen at all these places is going to be giving the speech that she gave 30 years ago on that day when she was sworn in as Treasurer of the United States, and she hasn't given that speech in 30 years. Wow. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a busy 2 days, but boy, we're going to have fun. Now, all that...
You're going to be on the radio in the mornings, right?
Well, here's... Thursday, I'll be on with Mary Ellen. So Thursday will be a normal day because that's before any of the other events. So I'll be on Thursday live with Mary Ellen right before we start everything. On Friday, though, I should be done by 10 because the school event at River Valley's in the morning and the Elgin thing is not till the afternoon. So I think Pastor Craig is going to fill in for me for the first 2 hours on Friday morning. So we're still going to be live, so tune in on Friday morning because Pastor Craig's going to be live from 8 to 10. And then Matt and Carrington and Sean and I should be back at the studio by 10 o'clock to do the 10 o'clock show, and then Pastor Craig will do 11, and then we'll all be there for the Exchange Club, and then Pastor Craig will do 1, and then, of course, we'll be there that night to talk about 8 to 10, to talk about everything that's went on. So we will not be taped on Friday. Tune in to see what Pastor Craig's doing, and we're going to try, and at this point I'm going to say try, we're going to try to broadcast what's going on at River Valley that morning during the morning show. Pastor Craig's going to try to put it on. I don't know how well it's going to go because I have not seen what the setup is, to be honest with you. So we're going to try. If it works, you'll hear it. If it doesn't work, then Pastor Craig will probably take it off and go back to talking. But so there's a chance you could hear what's going on Friday. We just probably won't know till Friday morning because we don't know what the setup will be. Interestingly enough, though, I am going to tape it, so even if it's not on live Friday morning, at some point you'll get to hear Mary Ellen give this speech to a live crowd, which I think will be fun.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, so it's we're all looking forward to it. I know the kids are excited. I know Sean's excited. I'm excited. Mary Ellen's excited. The community's excited. And again, I got to give a lot of credit. If anybody sees Goyer anywhere in the community, they at Kingston have been a huge, huge help in putting this together and making it happen. So I'm just completely thankful to them for all that they're doing.
Well, that's good. She lives in Kingston, don't she?
What's that?
She lives in Kingston, don't she?
No, she lives out of Primrose.
Primrose.
Yeah, but so the event will be at Kingston, but they're going all out. Like I said, all kinds of drinks, all kinds of specialty desserts, all kinds of food. And that's my type of food, vegetable trays and cheese trays. That's what I like. So it's going to be a good, and I know a lot of dignitaries are coming to Kingston who can't come to the schools because of the schools being on lockdown. So I know there's going to be a lot of local politicians. There might even be some statewide politicians. I know there's a lot of special things planned for the Kingston portion of everything. So it's going to be fun.
You're going to be tired at the end of the day.
By 8 o'clock Friday night, when you tune into the radio show Friday night, it might just be me snoring at that point.
Yeah.
I might be exhausted by that point. Well,
I look forward to it.
Yeah, hey, thanks for calling. All right, and again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But that's the rundown, and I hope everybody is able to come out to Kingston on Friday, 3:30, for the big open reception for Mary Ellen. And I'll tell you something interesting. As I said yesterday, here is my goal, because I'm doing 5 of these in 2 days. Harding, Pleasant, River Valley, Elgin, and Kingston. 5 of these introductions. And my goal is to do a different introduction at each place. Because I think I should be able to do it there. I don't want to do the same one at each place. Now, even though nobody would know if I did the same one, because I don't think, other than Mary Ellen, Sean Carrington, and Matt, that any of the same people are going to be at all the events. So they would not know that I was doing the same speech. But I think I should be able to come up with five different speeches. I guess nobody will ever know if I did or not. But that's the goal, to come up with five different things. And I'm so glad, like I said, the Kingston thing is great. But I'm so glad that she's going to be in front of all these kids. Because I think the message that's important in these 2 days is that you can come from Marion, Ohio, and you can succeed. Mary Ellen did it in 25 years. 25 years. Started on the Elgin School Board in 69, and by 94, she was Treasurer of the United States. Now, that was the field she chose. Now, if you set a goal for yourself, I think you can do it as well. And let me tell you, I know people right now who are no longer in their 20s, but they can achieve, if they wanted to start right now, they still could achieve whatever goal that they wanted to achieve. So that's the rundown on that. But don't forget, Pastor Craig, there will be no repeats. Pastor Craig will be on live Friday morning in this time slot doing this particular show. And if we can manage it, we'll broadcast live from River Valley. If we can't manage it, we'll bring the speech back and play it at some point during the day. So that is that. Looking forward to that. It's going to be busy, but looking forward to that as the week progresses. Now, yesterday, I was talking about being invited on a podcast, and the lady who is doing the podcast called in. We had a great conversation yesterday. I believe she's in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. And, you know, in the beginning, I had said, I appreciated the offer, but I'm a terrible guest, and I would not be a good guest on a talk show. Then she called in yesterday, and I felt that she was being persistent, which is good. I like persistence. And I said, and she sent me a couple articles yesterday that she had written. She's a freelance writer. And I felt that that was very good. So I thought, you know, I'll go on the show. I'll be a bad guest, but I'll go on the show, you know, and it'll be what it'll be. But it made me think about some good writers that I know in my life. There are some people who really write well, and I'm not talking about can just write a note well or anything like that. They really are good writers, and I think they could achieve things in that particular field. And they would be good guests on a podcast, and they would also be people who would, I just think they need something published. Is my idea, because I think if they had something published, I think it would maybe spur their interest further in going the distance with what they want to do. So hopefully we'll be able to make that happen as time goes on. Certainly one in particular strikes in my mind. So that is something that hopefully we will be able to take care of as time goes on. Yesterday, I said I had a birthday gift coming from out of state. Now, the gift is coming from Idaho. I can clear all that up now. The gift is coming from Idaho. I don't know what it is, but I'm looking forward to it. We'll find out. I think it's supposed to be here Wednesday, was what I understood. So we'll see. I'll tell you about it Thursday morning, or Friday, if it comes on Wednesday. So I don't know what this birthday gift is, but it looks good. We talked yesterday about the women's club dance. Now, I'll tell you, again, I like what they're doing. It's very good, raising money for charity, big event, sold out, good. Nothing bad to say there. But, you know, it's one of those events where I don't know if I will attend or not. Number one, it's a busy couple days leading into this event. But it seems like fun, and I have never went. And Linda Sims, I believe, is dancing in the event this year. So, I don't know. I'm back and forth on the whole thing. I might go. I've never been to one, so I don't really know what goes on. I know a bunch of people get up and dance. I think it's supposed to be some kind of a competition. I really know how that's all worked out. I think there are judges there. I really don't know. I've never went, and I really never understood how it went. But see, people seem to have a good time who go. Let's put it that way. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I won't. We'll see what condition I'm in on Saturday. But a nice little fancy dress-up occasion. And those are nice because we used to have things like that in Marion, like the charity ball. And I think that this falls in that particular category. So who knows? Maybe there'll be some fun on Saturday. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give a buzz. Would love to hear from you. I think it's always interesting to hear what's going on out in the audience. There's always something going on somewhere, something on somebody's mind. So again, the phone lines are out there. 740, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. But this cult thing is an interesting topic. I guess it snuck up on me in a way because I never really thought about what a cult is. I think in our society, we tend to believe that cults are like Jim Jones, you know, drink the poison Kool-Aid and that sort of thing. And a few years ago, does anybody remember the Heaven's Gate cult where all these people killed each other in California? Or suicide? I don't know if they killed each other. They killed themselves, I guess is what I should say, because they thought that the world was ending. I don't remember the particulars of it. But that tends to be, I think, what we think of a cult, and that's not always what a cult is. Sometimes it's just convincing people to believe something that heretofore they might not believe in large groups that lead to judgment of other people. Now, that's my definition of a cult. And here's why I think this is dangerous. Why I think it's dangerous is because it will change your whole perspective on life, I think, for the bad. It doesn't necessarily, because you end up thinking that what you're doing is always right. And I don't know anybody who's always right. I don't know. There's just something about that gives me the heebie-jeebies. I, you know, if there's one thing I want to avoid all my life, it's joining a cult. Now, I don't know how you do this because I don't think the people who are in cults realize they're in cults. But I don't know. There's just something about it that is very strange. And it always seems, and again, it's not for everybody, but it always seems to me like people who are in a cult have something wrong in their life. Sometimes it's medical, sometimes it's personal, sometimes it's financial. Something isn't right. So the group is going to fix it. Well, I don't know. Does it really fix it? Or is it like a placebo? I don't really know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? By the way, it's 56 degrees here this morning and cloudy skies in Marion. I'll take 56 degrees any day of the week. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I do hope that Judy's out there. Now, she might not be calling in, but I do hope that our longtime listener, Judy, who there was a little bit of a contretemps on the air about a week ago, I do hope that Judy's out there listening. I think we've smoothed that all over to a great extent. You know, most people say they like to hear what Judy has to say, and all opinions are welcome. That's the important thing. We do care about everybody's opinion. We do want to know. Now, I do want to talk about something here, and Judy, again, if you're out there, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear what's going on with you. Maybe you have something to say about cults or people who are married a long time and die within days of each other. That really is something, I think. Anyway, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So, Judy, or anybody else out there who wants to give us a buzz, we're always good to listen to what's going on with you. Now, what else did I want to... There was something in my mind there that I wanted to say, and darned if it didn't just pop right out of my head. You see how that works? Boop! One second it's there, and the next second it's gone. I don't know. I'll tell you what, I had a great time yesterday. The weather was perfect around here. And when I was out in the afternoon yesterday, I went over to the school. It was just so nice outside. And I had a great time yesterday at the school. I don't know what's been going on lately at the school, but I would say the last week has just been more fun than normal. I don't know what that's all about. But I think it certainly has been more fun than normal. So whatever it is, hopefully it continues. Now, and by the way, I just have never been somebody who goes to the Jersey a whole lot. Now, I can say that I've been to the Jersey. It's a tradition here in Marion, the Jersey Ice Cream Shop on Center Street. I've never went there a whole lot, though. Let me tell you, in the last 5 days... I have been to the Jersey twice. So I think I'm starting to become a Jersey favorite. Now, I have a funny story to tell, though, about this. Okay, so yesterday, I'm with somebody, and I had paid for the Jersey the first time. And so this person's going to pay for the Jersey this time. And they're going to pay with a debit card. But... the debit card has been run through the washer. So the debit card is not working as well as it once did. And the name on the debit card is a woman's name, a female's name. So obviously not me. So I say, I don't think this thing is going to work right going down to the Jersey. I don't think it's going to take. So they said, well, just tap it. The tap works fine. Okay. So I go down to the Jersey. And I order what we're having, and they don't put the payment method in front of you, so I can't tip it. They take the card inside the window and do it inside the window. So, again, there's a female's name on this card. Not that anybody's looking too closely, but it's not my card. So they bring this card inside the window, and they can't get it to run. So I'm thinking, so I said to him, go ahead and just tap it. The tap still works. Okay. Well, I think because they had went through all this where they tried to run it the normal way and they couldn't, all that mess, they looked at the name on the card. And they clearly saw that the name on the card was not my name, again, because it's a female's name, and I am not a female. That I'm aware of. So I think they were just trying to make conversation, it almost seemed like, but they said something like, oh, I guess this isn't you on the card, something like that, where I felt that I had to answer to why I had this card that clearly was not mine. Oh, I know what they said. They said, is this your wife's card? That's what they said. And I said, no, not my wife's card, because obviously I don't have a wife. And then I realized, they're questioning me. So I need to tell them whose card it is. So I started to say whose card it was, but as it was coming out of my mouth, I realized that sounded odd, because why do you have this person's card is what in my brain was coming out. So I said, it's my sister. It's my sister's card. My sister's buying ice cream. Now, I don't know if these people bought it or not, but that's how I got out of it. I wouldn't be very smooth in, like, a high-pressure burglary or something. I wouldn't be good in a theft ring, is what I'm telling you, because immediately, I did catch myself before saying what would have sounded odd, but I switched to sister really quick. I guess I could have said anything that's a female relationship in your life. I could have said mother. I could have said anything. But sister, I think, worked okay. At least it passed by. I got the food. And that's the tune of that story with 2 minutes left to go in this hour. 740-751-4038. If you've got anything to say, give me a buzz, or you can wait till next hour if that so be your choice. 740-751-4038. And again, the big celebrations coming up at the end of this week, we're all looking forward to. On Thursday, Mary Ellen Withrow will be on the air with me live, 8:15 until 10 a.m. Then we've got the event over at Harding and the event at Pleasant. And then on Friday, the event at River Valley, the event at Elgin, and the open event to the public at Kingston at 3:30. So it'll be food and drink and the whole thing. Don't miss it. The 30th anniversary of the swearing-in of Mary Ellen Withrow as the Ford Treasurer of the United States. And I did get a message. They are listening in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania this morning. So hello to our listeners in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. We always appreciate that. And don't forget, Pastor Craig will be sitting in for me Friday morning from 8 until 10. And then hopefully, if things go as they should, at 10 o'clock, Matt and Carrington and I will be back, and we'll all join Pastor Craig and hopefully have an interesting conversation about what happened that morning and maybe what happened the day before, because at that point we won't have had a chance to talk about Harding or Pleasant or River Valley. And by 10 o'clock, we should be able to talk about that on Friday morning. But we'll still have Elgin and Kingston ahead of us on Friday. So a busy couple days. I think the weather's supposed to be fairly nice. So that's a positive. We're all looking forward to it. And I guess batten down. Here we come. I'll be back in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs.